Continuing high school basketball coverage, Indianola boys win 76-66 in their season opener. We're joined by senior guard Cooper Naylor. Cooper, coming in, a senior in a sea of juniors. New head coach coming in. What did you expect out of this game? And talk a little bit about how you prepared for this game.
Well, you know, we got a bunch of upperclassmen this year coming back. Six of our eight guys last year, you know, playing. We have a lot of experience, you know. New coach came in, established from day one that, you know, we want to do what we do and do it well. And, you know, I think we did that in the first half, got off to a slow start, but I thought we did that majority of the game. We need to pick it up in a few areas, though.
Talk about that slow start, because 4 minutes in, Indianola's not doing much on offense, and then just kind of flipped the switch. What wasn't working, and then what was?
Well, I think and that when they got up big, whatever, we weren't playing to our identity. We weren't getting paint touches, kick out three, stuff like that. And I think, you know, when we called that first time out and coach got us settled in, you know, I think we found our groove.
Well, what was it like being in that groove? I think it ended up being a 22-2 run, get the lead big, and it just felt like everyone was having a lot of fun out there. And I think all nine players who touched the floor in that first half ended up getting a score too.
Yeah, I think, you know, we got shooters, and we know that, and that's what we do well, and we're just going to stick to doing that all season. So.
Well, we've seen Indianola in the past maybe not have a lot of size. This year it feels like you bring back some of the taller guys and, you know, maybe some more of those mid-sized guards too, those 6'1", 6'2 guys like you. How does it feel to maybe have a bit bigger squad than maybe we've seen in the past?
Well, I know just coming into this year we lost one of our biggest guy last year. So, I mean, we're going to have to play more physical in the paint this year. I know we gave up quite a bit. Points in the paint the second half there, so that's going to have to improve. But if we work on our defense, you know, help side rotation, stuff like that, we should be good to go.
Well, talk a little bit about making 6 of 6 free throws down the stretch and, you know, and those points that you needed. That just senior leadership and experience coming through?
Yeah, just, you know, in practice, that's what we work on. And, you know, me being one of the shooters, so-called, on the team, you know, getting fouled in crunch times kind of happens, so. Making those free throws is huge.
All right, well, the nemesis comes forward this Friday, and you know, LaPella, it's always really fun to watch for me. I'm assuming it's a lot of fun to play. How do you want to take out the defending state champion in Class 3A Dutch?
Yeah, we've always battled with Pella. I think we're going to have to start off way faster than we did today. You know, our defense has really got to pick it up. But if we keep shooting how we play, or shooting how we shoot and playing how we play on offense, figured out on the defensive end, should take care of itself.
Thank you very much for joining us. Great game. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.